Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on pickle-file attacks. The supply chain nightmare hiding in your model waits. If you've ever called torch.load on a file you didn't personally create, you might already be compromised. We're covering the full attack chain. Real incidents from Hugging Face and PyTorch's own supply chain breach, and exactly how to weaponize this in your next engagement. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Python's pickle module has been a known attack vector since the early 2000s, but its weaponization against ML systems became critical as deep learning models proliferated. The core vulnerability was formally documented in Python's own documentation with explicit warnings against unpickling untrusted data. The attack gained AI-specific notoriety when researchers demonstrated arbitrary code execution through malicious model files in 2021 to 2022. The architectural root cause is devastatingly simple. Pickle serialization can execute arbitrary Python code during deserialization. When you call OR, you're not just reading data. You're executing instructions embedded in the file. The method allows objects to specify how they should be reconstructed, which attackers weaponize to inject shell commands. ML systems are uniquely vulnerable because trust inheritance, models from Hugging Face, PyTorch Hub, or internal registries inherit implicit trust. Size obscurity, multi-gigabyte model files make manual inspection impossible. Pipeline automation, CI/CD systems automatically load models without human review. Framework defaults, PyTorch uses pickle by default. Here's my take on this. The vulnerability isn't a bug. It's a feature. Pickle was designed to serialize executable state, and ML frameworks just blindly trusted it. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Hugging Face Model Hub Malicious Models, 2023. JFrog security researchers discovered multiple malicious models on Hugging Face containing pickle-based payloads that would establish reverse shells upon loading. The models appeared legitimate but contained weaponized methods. Hugging Face subsequently implemented malware scanning. PyTorch dependency chain compromise, December 2022. Attackers compromised the package via PyPyPy, delivering malicious pickle payloads that exfiltrated SSH keys, AWS credentials, and system information. This CVE-2022-45907 demonstrated supply chain risks extending beyond model files themselves. Trail of Bits Fickling Research, 2021. Trail of Bits Release Fickling, demonstrating systematic pickle injection techniques and how to backdoor existing legitimate model files without changing their behavior. Until triggered. Protect AI Model Scanning Findings, 2024. Protect AI's Guardian tool identified over 100 malicious models across public repositories containing pickle-based RCE payloads, with some designed to activate only under specific inference conditions. Here's my take on this. The JFrog findings are the tip of the iceberg. Most organizations don't scan model files at all. They're loading multi-gig binaries straight into production with zero inspection. Realistic attack walkthrough. Scenario: authorize pen test of an ML pipeline that loads models from an internal registry. Goal: demonstrate RCE via malicious model upload. 1. Target reconnaissance. Identify model loading patterns in the target environment. Review CI/CD configs for or calls. Check if parameter is used. It usually isn't. Map model registry access controls. Who can upload? 2. Environment setup. Install Fickling for payload injection. 3. Create malicious model. Generate a legitimate-looking model with embedded payload. 4. Inject into existing model, stealthier. Use Fickling to backdoor a legitimate model file. 5. Upload and trigger. Upload to target registry and wait for pipeline execution or manually trigger. 6. 6. verification and evidence collection. Check callback server for HTTP requests confirming execution. Capture contents as proof. Document the model hash before slash after injection. Screenshot registry upload permissions. For detection evasion testing, create payloads that only trigger on specific inputs or after a time delay. Here's my take on this. The payload executes on load, not on inference. Most teams think they're safe because they validate model outputs. But the code runs before you ever call forward. Defense playbook. Detection. Deploy pickle scanning in CI/CD using Fickling's analysis mode. Monitor for suspicious process spawning from Python ML processes, parent-child anomalies. Log all calls with file hashes in ML ops pipelines. Prevention. Use safe alternatives. Migrate to safe tensors format which cannot execute code. Enforce waits underscore only. Set to reject executable pickles. Sandbox model loading. Load untrusted models in isolated containers with no network access. Framework mapping. MITRE ATLAS AML. T0010 ML supply chain compromise. Implement model provenance verification. OWASP LLM06, supply chain vulnerabilities. Scan all model artifacts before deployment. Validation, rerun the attack playbook against your pipeline after implementing controls. Verify Fickling flags injected payloads and rejects malicious files. Here's my take on this. Migrate to safe tensors this week. It's a drop-in replacement that physically cannot execute code. There's no reason to keep using pickle for model weights in 2026. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Pickle's underscore reduce underscore method enables arbitrary code execution during deserialization. This is by design, not a bug. Takeaway 2. JFrog discovered live malicious models on Hugging Face in 2023. Proving this attack is actively deployed against AI practitioners. Takeaway 3. Payloads execute on torch.load, not during inference. Validation of model outputs provides zero protection. Takeaway 4. Migrate to safe tensors format immediately. It's the only architectural control that eliminates the attack surface entirely. Takeaway 5. Implement model provenance verification mapped to MITRE ATLAS AML. T0010 and scan all artifacts before deployment per OWASP LLM06. That's pickle attacks in a nutshell. Or should I say, in a jar. The fix is straightforward. Stop using pickle for model weights. Safe tensors exist. Weights underscore only exists, and there's no excuse for loading executable code when you just need matrix weights. Run Fickling against your model registry this week. You might be surprised what you find. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.